Good morning. It is now Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, well, here's a headline. Rupert Murdoch, GOP, quote, would be mad not to unify around Trump if he's the nominee.
Well, yeah, you can see it coming if you read the New York Post, a name I don't ever recite because I find it an anathema. However, the idea that Rupert is a deal maker and Trump is a deal maker and they're both pragmatists, one could say philosophical pragmatists, but they both have that. And I think that we're going to find more and more of the Republicans coming around and saying, hey, if you can't lick them, join them. And that is exactly what is happening here with Murdoch, I suspect.
Well, Ben Carson yesterday said he will not attend the Republican debate tonight and came about as close as you can come to not actually withdrawing from the race.
You know, he's a bit of an enigma. You know, David, we watched him in the beginning. I didn't see what the great attraction that so many people had for him, but he rose right to the top. And then all of a sudden, there was a precipitous fall. Many people thought it was because of his evangelical attraction. He was, of course, a man of color, and the Republicans have been somewhat short on that. So this, all of these were factors in what made him an attractive candidate, but then he wasn't anymore. And somebody messed up. That's all I got to say, because what was once a front-running individual ended up in, you know, in dust.
Well, you say in the dust. What about New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Alan? Some funny responses on the internet to him standing behind Donald Trump at a rally. And not only that, but of course, we know that six newspapers called on him to resign.
Well, you know, everybody has their time. Chris Christie had it in the beginning. It's so funny how something stupid can bring you down. In the case of Richard Nixon, of course, it was Watergate, and then the subsequent cover-up. Never had it happen. They were way ahead. They were going to win the election, but they did a stupid thing. Now you see the same thing here. Bridgegate. Everybody around the governor seems to have known, but not him. He was wildly popular in his own state. He spoke out. He was like Trump, you know, a guy who, quote, speaks his mind no matter what was on that mind. And he got a lot of credit for that. And then Bridgegate. And then it was over. Now you wonder, you say to yourself, if there was a time machine and people had a chance to go back and change just one thing in their life, would that be one thing that the Christieites would do? You know, this really was so stupid, and it brought them down. Now, have they ever been able to prove that Christie was in on it and that he knew? No, but everybody around them certainly seemed to have known.
The White House, undeterred by Senate Republicans' resistance, is vetting a potential nominee for the empty seat on the Supreme Court. Jane L. Kelly, 51, won quick and unanimous confirmation by the Senate 3 years ago as a federal appellate judge, which could raise the pressure on the Judiciary Committee to hold hearings.
Well, yes and no. On the one hand, the Judiciary Committee is headed by Grassley, and he himself is up for re-election. So he's got to be very careful now. Now you got an outstanding jurist, albeit a jurist who had been defense-oriented, but from his state, who he wildly praised in the past. Now, if Obama picks her and she becomes the nominee, then Grassley is going to be between a rock and a hard place. He's going to have to decide whether his personal election, and he's not the only one, is endangered by what would seem to be a reversal in his rhetoric towards this nominee.
Finally, Major League Baseball back now, spring training offered to improve relations between the U.S. and Cuba, Alan, or at least that would be the upshot if the Treasury Department approves MLB's new proposal to allow baseball players from Cuba to sign directly with U.S. teams.
Well, you know, David, the Cubans have always been a big part of American baseball. Fidel himself was a baseball player. And there is this business of people escaping, quote, escaping Cuba in order to sign. So I don't think it's the end of the world. People get over here, they get into the major leagues. But it is one more way in which we see this thaw occurring between the Cubans and the Americans. And good thing, too.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Play ball.